Good afternoon, Eastern Washington and fellow Patriots. This is Matt Shea, and welcome to Patriot Radio, broadcasting live from deep inside the heart of the future Liberty State, brought to you once again by Covenant Church Spokane, a place to worship and a place to fellowship and a place that is uncompromising on the gospel of the kingdom. In the legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith, bringing you the story behind the story. And the news behind the news, it's not about right or left, it's about right and wrong. It's about our hope not being in man, but in Jesus Christ, and about not ending in prayer, but moving to action in the gospel of the kingdom. Isaiah 61, 1 through 4, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord anointed me to bring good news to the humble. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim release to captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the cloak of praise instead of a disheartened spirit. So they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Then they will rebuild the ancient ruins, they will raise up the former devastations, and they will repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations." Always a encouraging word, motivating word. We've got a lot to go through in the news today, so we're going to jump right into your daily intelligence briefing on the international front, coming to us from Debka File. North Korea fires two ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan. Well, that didn't take long. So now North Korea is back at their old Chinese proxy ways. So clearly, things are being ginned up around the world now because of the pretender being in office. Installed. Not inaugurated. Also on Debka File, giant container ship blocks the Suez Canal, one of the busiest waterways in the world. A giant container ship bound for Rotterdam from Taiwan apparently got sideways and ran aground. So because of strong winds, 30 vessels stuck on both ends waiting for passage. So that's going to slow some things down, probably impact in some respect the economy. I don't think it's going to be a huge deal, but it's just find it interesting the things that are going on right now. So, man, where do we start? Okay, let's start first on the national front with something that we have been keeping our eye on for a while. Now, it was almost a year ago now. I was talking on the show about Bitcoin. And that Bitcoin would be copied, it would be used, though, the same idea would be used to implement a one-world currency or control over all the world's currencies. They've allowed Bitcoin to continue because eventually they're going to switch to this system and they will outlaw every other cryptocurrency. Well, that day may be fast approaching. Coming to us from InfoWars, veteran investor Ray Dalio says that governments are planning on totally outlawing Bitcoin. Well, Bitcoin's going to be the first. And the reason is because the financial elite cannot tolerate something they don't have a monopoly control of. So what they want to do is implement their own digital currency with one way in, one portal way in, one portal way out. And if they do that, then they – quite literally, that is the definition of slavery. They can control everything. They can allow you access to your bank account only if you meet a certain credit score, social credit score, based on who you support. Have you been a good communist today? This is very very clear where they're going with this. They are using According to Ray Dolio, he cited the 1934 Gold Reserve Act, which ended all private holding and use of gold as money. This followed the previous year's executive order, 6102, which made it a criminal offense for U.S. citizens to own or trade gold and led to widespread confiscation of gold, even back then. The European Central Bank, Christine Lagarde, called for global regulations on Bitcoin, labeling the cryptocurrency reprehensible, of course, because they can't control it. And this also means that gold and silver and the barter system surrounding those two is coming back in. The value of those is rising because people realize that any sort of a cryptocurrency combined with a health pass or a health passport will effectively usher in one world economy, one world currency, literally. I mean, this is exactly what we've been talking about for years, decade actually, and now here it is. Ray Dolio, who's known as an influencer on Wall Street. InfoWars speculates maybe a massive terror attack that was wholly funded by cryptocurrency could be used as the false flag to start down this road of banning cryptocurrencies. And you're going to hear all kinds of stuff. You know, this will prevent gangsters and all this stuff. People have always found ways around this garbage in the past. So it's the same logical fallacy that is being used, a false generalization, and among others, and a straw man. But we have the opportunity right now to begin decentralizing and advocating for our elected officials to decentralize how all of these things work and actually to allow Bitcoin more freedom, among other cryptocurrencies, to allow gold and silver more freedom in how they're used. So understand that this is coming. We've been talking about this, and now that somebody of that caliber is coming out and saying it, I guess it makes it more real. Coming to us from WorldNet Daily, democracy pledged to press every business to declare the 2020 election was fair. Hey, I just want to stop here for a second. If you've got to force people to say something is good or to agree with you, right? And this is what the left does. And this is what the Marxists do. They project onto us what they are really doing themselves, right? If you got to do that, you know it's fake. You already know it's false. And so what they want to do is they want to try to make everybody agree with their point of view. A progressive activist is pressing American businesses to adopt his opinion and declare to the public that the 2020 election was legitimate. Glenn Kirshner, a former federal prosecutor, yikes, who is now an analyst for NBC News and MSNBC, is promoting his democracy pledge. So the Chinese did this, and they did this with public shaming and statements of unity and all this garbage back then. Communists always do this kind of stuff. And now you have on the fake news media, they're advocating this openly. The election clearly was not fair. They know that. Everybody around the world knows that. And so right now we are seeing this push toward the demonization and the criminalization of patriotism and Christianity. And I'm going to get to that here in a second on the Christianity part. But they want to demonize patriots. That's exactly what this is about. This is where this is headed. And they want to criminalize it. And this is why the Founding Fathers enshrined the Esther Decree from the Book of Esther, the Esther Decree, in the Constitution. The decree that Esther helped get put out allowed the Jewish people to defend themselves with force of arms against tyranny. And the Founding Fathers enshrined that same thing in our Constitution with the right to bear arms, recognizing this right that comes from God and protecting it. Because we don't get rights from the Constitution. We don't get rights from man. We get rights from God, and nobody can take it away unless we give it away. So this is where they're heading things. They're trying to put as many flashpoints out there as possible, whether that's you can't continue to run your business unless you sign a democracy pledge, or you can't buy or sell things unless you have the right social credit score. This is all typical communism. It's time for our generation to stand up. All right. Along that same trend, coming to us from Technocracy News, LA schools' health pass now required for children to enter school. Bill Gates, Microsoft has partnered with the Los Angeles Unified School District to implement a daily pass for all students to gain access to campus, proving they don't have COVID, despite the data showing that children have a minuscule chance of getting it, least of all. So they're going to continue to try to implement these passes. This is actually a good thing, in my opinion, that most people are now going to leave public school, and they should. If you still have your child in public school, okay, you need to take them out. I can't even still believe you would put them in public school. Take them out of public school. There are plenty of great Christian schools in this area. You can homeschool. There's Freedom Project Education. There's so many options that are out there. It's time to exit the public school system wholesale. And this is just one more reason to do so. All right. I also want to talk about something that's going on. This is a little bit under the radar right now. For some people, anyway. And this all wraps together with the targeting of patriots and the targeting of Christians. So, newly uncovered documents show the Pentagon's plan to target conservatives, warning of a sudden new threat of extremism from the right. This is coming to us from WorldNet Daily. The Pentagon is indoctrinating military service members in a program packed with progressive ideology and misstatements. This is coming from a former Department of Justice lawyer, J. Christian Adams. It presents, a quote, presents misstatements of the law and warped characterizations of fellow citizens who believe in constitutional principles, end quote. They are, quote, the do's and don'ts of facilitation ensure that dissent will not be welcomed, end quote. There's a big list of prohibited behaviors. They're trying to make this about cracking down on free speech. They call the bad guys anti-government extremists. In other words, anti-communists is really what this is about. They're threatening service members. Then it says this, quote, speech that incites violence or criminal activity that threatens to undermine our government and Constitution is not protected by the First Amendment, end quote. And rightly so, Adams says, actually, that speech is protected by the First Amendment. In fact, exactly that speech is protected by the First Amendment. Any speech that goes against the existing government is protected by the First Amendment. That's the entire point behind it, because they, being the Founding Fathers, went against the crown. They went against King George III. It's exactly the speech that's protected. We may not agree with it, but that's irrelevant. That speech is protected. And this is interesting what he says. Speech, this is a quote from Adams, quote, speech cannot incite criminal activity. The closest one can get to this idea is a criminal conspiracy, but even a conspiracy requires an act and speech standing alone cannot be criminal. And so what these guys are doing in the Pentagon is they're trying now to criminalize ideas. They're trying to criminalize patriots, the Constitution, the Bible, Christians. Interestingly, in all of this training, neither Chinese communists nor Antifa rioters are mentioned. I guess that's, you know, that's unsurprising to all of you listening in Patriot Radio land. And a whole section in this is devoted to banning behaviors such as liking any material that promotes discrimination based on gender identity. In other words, if you disagree with the asinine, completely unscientific, complete fantasy. These guys are on team fantasy. We're on team reality. Team reality says that in 99.99% of the cases, gender can be determined by the presence or absence of a Y chromosome. These guys are like, whatever you think today when you wake up. It's insanity. Absolute insanity. This is not real, and it's not scientific. We know because chromosomes are chromosomes. You could go look at it in a microscope. And so they're trying to ban now anybody that tries to speak out against that. This is what Nazis, National Socialists, this is what fascists, which Benito Mussolini was actually the senior editor of the Italian socialist newspaper Avanti. He was a socialist and as a compromise to take power created fascism. And that's oversimplification. There's other people involved, but Benito Mussolini was a socialist. He wrote for the Italian socialist newspaper, along with Antonio Gramsci, who was a Fabian socialist. And the Fabians believed in incremental taking over of the institutions, including religious institutions and the media and universities and schools. So these guys are just, this is their next step. Communism is subversive. Communism is subversive to all that is good in the world. Communism is based on evil. Socialism is based on evil. And if you don't believe me, go read Karl Marx's poetry written in 1837. You can read what he believed. Karl Marx believed he was going to hell. Karl Marx believed that the best thing that could happen would be complete desolation of humanity. I mean, the guy was nuts. And now they're trying to mainline this with fancy sounding words, but it's all the same stuff. So take a look at this when you get the opportunity. And to move to the next point on this, coming to us from the New American, USA Today. Christian values are archaic. Oral Roberts University should be banned, end quote. As they rightly said in this New American article, I love Selwyn Duke. He calls it March Madness. I love it. Anyway, the paper complains, this is USA Today, complains that the Christian sense of virtue is archaic. So now you have, again, the demonization of Christians. Check that article out. And on top of all of this, you have human trafficking booming under Biden. This is coming to us again from the New American. And this is interesting. The Chicago Fed National Activity Index has it that the U.S. economy contracted in February for the first time since the worst phase of the coronavirus pandemic last April. Mexican cartels exploiting the pretenders' relaxed immigration stance are essentially allowing more human trafficking. You can read about it there. Now, I'm going to move to the next thing that has been out there in the news recently. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled, quote, there is no right to carry a firearm, either openly or concealed in public. This coming to us from Trending Politics. Now, to be fair, this is a 3-4 judge panel. I think it's a 3-judge panel, and they can go to the full what's called en banc or en banc panel for a full opinion. Now, they've been doing this for years, so this is not super new. But what is happening now is that the pretender is taking this and then tweeted out, quote, "I got this that done as a senator. It brought down mass shootings. We can do it again. We can ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines in this country once again." So they're just using this as kind of a launching point and excuse. But again, try to demonize, criminalize Christians and patriots. I mean, these are hateful. These are hateful, evil people. We need to be really clear about this. Edmund Burke wrote that there is no safety for an honest man except to believe all possible evil of evil men. These people are evil. These people that are promoting this are evil. They are communists that want to destroy genocidally whole groups of people. We're already seeing how they want to start doing shaming sessions like they did in China. We're seeing how they're criminalizing or attempting to criminalize Christianity and patriotism. We're seeing how they're demonizing a group of people to try to blame all the world's ills on this people, just like the Nazis did in World War II in the run-up. But the communists did that before the Nazis did in the 1920s with the Cossacks and the Kulaki. All the productive members of society, they demonize them. And we're seeing this. This is in their own words. You cannot deny it if you are a rational, reasoned human being. So the question is, what do we do? And the very first thing is we have to understand the threat that is coming against us. And another example of this is, and this coming to us from appropriately understanding the threat, Jihadi kills 10 in Boulder. Jihadi network left untouched. So, Ahmed Al-Aliwi Alisa goes in. He had a massive support network that trained and supports jihadi operations in America. And this is untouched again by the FBI, DHS, in states like Colorado. He was known to the FBI. And he made his sympathies toward terrorist organizations and Sharia very known. And this is not the first time. And they try to say this was some sort of a lone wolf attack, and he's unstable. And this is the narrative they come out with. Now, compare this and I'm gonna step back, by the way. Compare this with all of the different things that have happened with these mass shootings. In these mass shootings, it was an armed good dude that arrived, or good dudette that arrived, that stopped this. And by the time first responders arrived on the scene, he had time to murder 10 people. Nobody seemed to report the motive, even though his sympathies were clear to many people and he was already known to the FBI. I mean, this is just one of these things that if we don't understand what's coming against this country, communists and jihadis, we don't know how to fight it. We don't know what to do to fight this. And I have so many examples of this. It's incredible. And it's just sad. People keep dying because these people knowingly are allowing these networks to continue here in the United States of America and instead try to demonize patriots. This is clearly a plan. And if that doesn't, you know, get your blood pressure up in a good way, maybe this will. Coming to us from Jihad Watch, Netflix declares war on Jesus and gun owners. Look, if you are still watching, I'm just going to say, if you are still watching local news, stop watching them. If you are still subscribed to Netflix, stop subscribing to them. Stop giving money to the people who are trying to destroy this country and who are trying to destroy patriots and Christians. Stop doing it. Stop making excuses. Stop justifying it. And do the right thing. People ask me all the time, what can I do? Pull your kids out of public school, figure it out, make it happen. There's plenty of support networks out there. Number two, stop watching the local news. There is a great alternative, which brings us to the local front, and that is the Readout Report. Readoutreport.com. It is a news aggregate for what is happening in the country and in our area from the best trusted sources. So check out readoutreport.com. Readout News is also part of that as a subset, but this aggregate is fantastic. You can go there, get all your news. Don't allow yourself to keep being fooled by these people. Very clear. And it's going to take all of us in America to not just understand the threat, but to start doing stuff about it. Stop giving, a third one, stop giving to universities that are liberal. Yes, it's your alma mater. Yes, they might have a good basketball team. But is your basketball more important than this country? Is your football more important than this country? Now, I'm a Gonzaga grad. I love what Gonzaga's doing. It's fantastic. But in basketball, anyway. But the university is a, quote, Jesuit humanistic. What does it even mean? Stop giving money to that and stop allowing your children to be indoctrinated. These government schools have one agenda, and that is to turn your kids against you and this republic. And I just went through a myriad of different examples of how they're starting to target across the board. You can go check this out for yourself. Start reading about this stuff. But there are plenty of schools here. The Oaks, Spokane Classical Christian Academy, Covenant Christian School, many good homeschool co-ops here in this area, and Freedom Project Education on top of it. So there's no reason not to do the right thing. And it starts in the home. And that's the briefing. Remember, the antidote to dependency and socialism is to be a God-fearing, freedom-loving, patriotic American, Christian. It's the antidote to all that's coming against this country. And remember, if you miss the show, you can always go to iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, and Amazon. We're also replayed across the entire ACN network at 9 o'clock. That's AM 1050 and FM 106.5 in the Spokane and greater Spokane area and most of the Palouse and north. Now, there are other stations as well. There's a whole list of them that I have up on the Podbean site. You can see them for yourself if you're in a different area. But check it out and get involved. Share the message. Share Patriot Radio with your friends and family. Have them listen to John Guandolo's message just on Tuesday. And have them listen to the message that we're going to have today. And that brings us to our guest today, Alex Newman, senior editor of the New American Magazine. He also has Liberty Sentinel Media. You can check them out as well online. Alex, it's always great to have you on. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to be with you. Thank you so much, Matt.
Boy, I tell you what, it is just, I mean, they are running naked to the finish line right now. Give the listeners your assessment of what you know and what you're seeing happen here. as the demonization of Christians and patriots kind of begins to just ramp up in earnest.
Yeah, thank you so much again for having me, Matt. And I think there's several things going on here. I think one is they are psychologically preparing people for what they hope will eventually come, and that is not just the demonization of Christians, but taking it a step further and actually shifting into outright persecution. And we're starting to see that already in the United States. I mean, we've already had people serve time in jail for their faith. Of course, the clerk up in Kentucky who refused to sign a certificate purporting to support a homosexual marriage was just one example. Very recently in British Columbia, just north of you guys up there in the Pacific Northwest, we had a father who was jailed. He's sitting in jail right this moment. I talked to the guy who's taking care of his dog just a couple hours ago because he refused to play along with the outrageous fiction that his daughter is actually his son. The daughter was brainwashed in a public school to believe that she was a transgender or whatever. And so court-ordered hormone therapy against the parents' wishes, which really just means injecting testosterone into this poor girl, which will leave her sterilized for life. Again, all in defiance of the parents' wishes. And the father was not willing to go along with this, and he was not willing to refer to his daughter as a boy. And so he is now sitting in jail for that. Also, just north of you guys, Pastor James Coates was thrown in prison for refusing to shut down his church and obey all these crazy COVID measures. So they're getting us ready for that. They're psychologically preparing the mass of the population that maybe they claim to be Christian, but they really don't know Christ. They really don't know what the Bible teaches. They really don't know what God demands. They, in fact, don't know what God defines as good and evil. And so they're getting those folks ready to be accepting of a coming crackdown. And I don't know when it's going to come. I don't know if it'll come next week or next year or 10 years from now, but they're plowing the ground for that. One other thing that I think is at work, and I think this is really important to understand, is that the Biden regime is entirely illegitimate, and they know that, and they know that we know that. And so at this point, they, I believe, are petrified. They are terrified. They are living in constant paranoia. The Bible tells us that the wicked man flees when no one pursueth, right? But the righteous are bold as a lion. And so I believe that these people are scared of their own shadow. They think that there's an uprising around every corner, and there's a revolutionary hiding under every bed, and they're terrified that the beans are going to be spilled. And so their response to that is the same response that governments historically all over the world have always had to dealing with their own illegitimacy and dealing with the fact that people are upset, and that is to use terror and lies and demonization of political opponents as a tool to try to counter that. And I think that's what we're seeing, Matt.
I think that's exactly what we're seeing. And we have to stand up right now. I mean, I have seen a lot of this stuff in other countries. It's really weird seeing it in America, where one population group is demonized across the board. I mean, the Pentagon now is trying to essentially say that there is no free speech, and if you're talking against the existing government, I mean, that's exactly why free speech exists.
Yep. And it came out just in congressional testimony, something that we've been reporting on for a very long time at The New American, and that is the official demonization of Christians by the establishment in the military, by the Department of Defense. There was just testimony about this by a reservist in the Marine Corps. I believe this was yesterday or day before yesterday, where he exposed a slideshow, a presentation on extremism that was being deployed against our soldiers on religious extremism. And on this slide, and in fact, this slide has been in use for many, many years. In fact, it went all the way back to the Bush years. We got it under the Obama administration, but it had been in use during the Bush years. And they've got the slide on religious extremism, and they've got the obvious suspects, Hamas and Al-Qaeda and Ku Klux Klan and things like that. And then right on that same slide, you find Catholics and evangelical Christians. So we are seeing a dramatic shift. I mean, the military really was one of the last institutions in this nation that was not under the control of, or at least really the influence of, the radical left Marxist, the culture destroyers. And so the military is still to this day packed with Christians and conservatives. In fact, I would argue that they make up the majority of the military. And that, again, going back to what I was saying earlier, that has people like Biden and Kamala Harris and their handlers absolutely terrified. That is the one force that could theoretically or hypothetically do something about it. And so now we're seeing witch hunts, we're seeing purges, very similar to what we've seen when totalitarian governments rise to power in other parts of the world. One of the first things they have to do is purge the military of anybody who's loyal to the old order, to the old regime, to the old constitution, whatever it is. So we're going to see more of that. We see folks like the Soviet Poverty Law Center, officially the Southern Poverty Law Center, very much involved in this demonization. And it is a frightening thing, I think. So
it is very, very concerning what is happening. And I guess, you know, the question for you is where can people go now, right? I mean, what can... We can't avoid this. We can't run away from all of this happening. We've got to stand right now. And I think it, candidly, and you've been talking about this for years, it starts with the family and it starts with the education of our children. And I would like you to get into that, because we're also seeing this heavy-handedness coming into the public school system, and people are fleeing. And actually, I think that that's a good thing that they're fleeing the public school system.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most important things that people can be doing right now. It has gotten to the point where you can't even imagine this stuff. You couldn't make this up if you were trying to sound ridiculous. The state of California, their Board of Education, just last week approved a new ethnic studies model curriculum that is going to be mandatory, if not at the state level, and there's already talks to do that, certainly in the districts. The Los Angeles School District has already said it's going to be mandatory. It's the largest school district in the nation. And as part of this ethnic studies curriculum, and anybody can look this up, I kid you not, they have the children chanting to the Aztec gods of cannibalism and war and human sacrifice. And this is true. For assistance and for guidance in becoming a social justice warrior, in becoming liberated and enlightened, and also, and this is really bizarre, assistance in pursuing what the text describes as a counter-genocide against white Christians. And, I mean, really, this is a red herring at every level, right? I mean, the Europeans, before the gospel arrived, were very similar to the Aztecs, right? I lived most of the last decade in Scandinavia. The Scandinavian Vikings were worshiping false gods. They were sacrificing children to demons. They were raping and pillaging and invading their neighbors and absolute bloodthirsty monsters. And then the gospel arrived. And you know, nobody would suggest that that it was racist, that it was Middle Eastern racism that caused the pagan Scandinavians to come to Christ. I mean, it's self-evidently ridiculous. But this is the narrative that's being peddled to children in California schools, that white Christians came here and they call it theocide. So you can't pray in a government school to the real God, the God of the Bible, but you can pray to the demon gods of the Aztecs who demanded hundreds of thousands of human sacrifices. I mean, you couldn't make this stuff up. You couldn't make a parody out of it. It's sick. And we know what happens. I mean, if you read the Old Testament, it's filled with examples just like this, right? And in fact, it came to Israel sometimes, God's people. They would start sacrificing their children to demon gods. They would start worshiping the false gods of the nations, the Canaanite gods. They'd start sacrificing their children to Moloch. They'd start bowing down to Baal. And we know how God responded to that. He sent them warnings. He sent them prophets to tell them what they were doing was wrong and that they were going to be punished. And if they persisted, God would punish them severely with invasions from foreign pagan dictators and militaries. They'd take them off into slavery, or with pestilence or famine or drought. And I think as Americans, we can expect to see that same type of thing. But if you want to do something, And we all should be doing something. We should all be doing many things. The first thing to do is to take your children out of this filth. At this point, I think it is inexcusable for Christians to continue feeding their children to this monster. I mean, when they're praying to demon gods of cannibalism and human sacrifice, if that doesn't cause you to get your children out of the system, how much further could they go? Do they actually have to start sacrificing real children in the classroom before you'll do something? At what point do you say that's not acceptable? So we are urging all parents to get their children out of the public schools. I'm the executive director of Public School Exit. You can find us at publicschoolexit.com. We are actually right now, Matt, producing a new special issue in the New American. It's going to be kind of the sequel to our Rescuing Our Children issue that we put out in 2019. And that'll be out probably by June. We're hoping this summer to launch a really serious push to get the kids out that trend is already happening. As you mentioned, the census data that just came out shows that the homeschool population has more than doubled since the COVID pandemic started. People are fleeing the public school system in droves. A lot of districts have seen declines of 10-15% since the pandemic started. We think this is going to continue, and that is an incredibly encouraging trend. So Christians, you know, the Bible says if you don't take care of your own family, you're worse than an infidel. If you think sending your children to public schools where they're teaching kindergartners to be transgender, where they're promoting race hatred and race hysteria, where they're sacrificing the demon god, I mean, if you think that's taking care of your children, I think you really need to get on your knees and pray and open up the Bible and see whether that aligns with what God has revealed to us.
Very, very well said. We are in that time right now where discernment is becoming key. And some things that we're facing right now are subtle. And evil's always seems to be very, very subtle, and it's kind of creeping into every area. And I think a lot of people just, they don't believe it's possible that they could be that evil. They don't believe it's possible they could have an insidious plan to try to, change an entire generation's mindset toward accepting a dictatorship. And yet here we are, and we're battling with this right now. How do we, in our own lives and locally, really combat this huge media monster that is out there that is spreading all of these lies and the demonization that's happening as well? So if we start in the classroom, that's one part of it. But how do we help the adults that are under the influence of this indoctrination program as well?
That's a great question, Matt. And I think the simplest answer is the gospel. I mean, that is A, B, C, and D. The light of the gospel is powerful. It cuts through the lies. It cuts through the evil. It cuts through the deception. And so when the world tells us that you can be any gender you want, you say, no, you can't. Actually, God created the male and female. When the world tells us that homosexuality and homosexual marriage is love, you say, nope. God said right here, homosexual acts are an abomination. When the world tells us that Christianity is evil, you say, nope, Christianity is the true faith, and Jesus is the way, the light, and the truth. So that's the simple answer. Now, how do we externalize that? Well, part of that is being active in church, and I know you have a wonderful church there, Matt. Part of that is helping to educate your neighbors and your community. So if you're not yet subscribed to the New American Magazine, I recommend getting a subscription. We'll give you the truth, and really that needs to be our objective. And truth is very powerful. You know, the Bible uses a lot of metaphors. It talks about light and darkness. What wins between light and darkness, right? The darkness can't put out the light. So you just need to be a light. You need to reflect God's light in your community. You need to live in a biblical fashion, and that has incredible reverberations throughout the community. And it really does accomplish great things. But, we are now at the point where we can't just be lukewarm Christians. We can't just, sit on the couch and let other people do this. We can't be lukewarm patriots. And you're right. The mindset of people is being transformed now to accept not just dictatorship, but absolute evil. We're at the point now where good is being called evil and evil is being called good. So we need to go back to the objective standard of truth, and that is, of course, the Bible. And we do need to get very, very active in this field if we want to combat this. And ultimately, the results are going to be up to God, but he has given us very clear instructions. You know, my motto as a journalist for as long as I can remember now has been Ephesians 5:11. It says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them and reprove them. That's something that everybody can do, even if you don't have a big platform. You can expose and you can reprove the unfruitful works of darkness, and we know what those are. And to your broader point there, Matt, this is actually the way the Bible describes reality. A lot of Christians even don't realize this, but the way God describes reality in the Bible is there's only two options. There's the kingdom of God, and there is the kingdom of darkness. There is Satan's kingdom. In fact, the Bible describes Satan as the god, with a little g, of this world, because most people are under his delusion. And so now that is becoming more apparent. For a long time in America, we kind of coasted along, and that wasn't quite as obvious in this time and in this place. But now the mask is falling. We're seeing that more clearly. The evil individuals, and really beyond the evil individuals, the powers, the principalities, the spiritual wickedness, and the darkness in high places are now being exposed for everyone to see. And, you know, our only refuge ultimately is going to be in Christ. So that needs to be our first priority. And then after that, you know, educating, sharing, taking care of our own families, and getting the word out. And a good way to do that is to get involved in a local church. A good way to do that is to get involved in your local community. Maybe you're called to politics, you know, and you did a heroic job doing that, Matt. You spent 10 years in the legislature. And, I mean, you were a light that shined across the nation in your role as a politician. So maybe that's what people are called to do. Maybe that's not your job. Maybe God has called you to something completely different. Maybe you're very successful in business, and you can help support ministries. You can help support churches. You can help support educational programs, Christian schools. Whatever it is, God has given each of us different talents, different gifts, different abilities. We need to be putting those at the disposal of the kingdom right away. And I mean, there's no more time to waste. We're down to the wire, as you said at the beginning of the program. They are now running naked through the streets to the finish line. If you're going to get involved, do it now. Otherwise, it may not even be possible. So, you still with us, Matt? Am I still with you?
Yeah, I don't know. I get cut out there. But I totally agree with you, and God right now has given us the opportunity to fight back. He's given us this opportunity, this window of opportunity, and it's not just to sit here and you know, some people have this mindset, we just have to sit here and hold on long enough until we get out of here. That's not what God has called us to do. He's called us to a kingdom mindset. That means we have to engage here on earth. And the fact of the matter is, a lot of this evil has spread in this country because Christians have been silent, not the other way around. And I want to highlight one thing too, and that's Boulder. It seems like we're splitting into two camps: Team Reality and Team Fantasy. Team Reality says, looks like a jihadi, talks like a jihadi, has connections to jihadis, might be a jihadi. Team Fantasy says, oh no, he's just unstable mentally. Don't worry about the fact he came from Syria, right? You know, it's just this weirdness. What is your take on what happened in Boulder? And again, how do we fight back against that kind of just – it's just asinine. I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah, and you know, if you dwell very long in Twitterverse, you realize that Team Fantasy is sometimes – and oftentimes even further out to life than that.
Right.
Early on after the shooting, we saw everywhere, oh, he was a white supremacist, and we've got to stop white supremacists. The dude was from Syria, and he hated America because he said it was filled with Islamophobes. And he, I mean, it's just unbelievable. And I think that goes to the broader point. You know, there are those who are interested in truth. There are those who are passionate about truth. There are those who are seeking truth. And in this case, the truth is pretty obvious. The guy ranted and raved on Facebook about how evil and Islamophobic Americans were. He ranted about how horrible Trump was. He wanted open borders. I mean, he was the ideal Biden-Harris voter. He was the ideal AOC voter. And yet we're expected to believe. And I mean, to the corollary to that also is, okay, you have a jihadist who does a mass shooting. What kind of person thinks that the answer to that is to disarm all of the law-abiding people who aren't jihadis and who aren't doing mass shootings and who would have then had the opportunity to protect themselves? It's so idiotic, Matt, to suggest that a guy who doesn't care about laws prohibiting mass murder and mass shootings and murder, et cetera, is going to care about your silly city ordinance and your gun control measures. I mean, it's so stupid, it defies belief. And that, I think, shows clearly that we're not dealing with stupidity here. Yeah, maybe some of the people on Twitter are truly that naive, are truly that easy to manipulate. But the forces that are really pushing this, they understand full well what's going on. And I think we're going to see a whole lot more of that. We're going to see more jihadist attacks. There's a reason why they want the open borders. There's a reason why they want to destroy the United States. And this is really a symptom of the problem that you alluded to just a moment ago. Christians have been silent, and Christians have been driven out of the public sphere. You can't have the Bible in school anymore. You can't have God in entertainment anymore. You can't have God in government anymore. And so we act surprised when God is not in any of those things anymore, and absolutely evil rears its head. It's quite logical that that's what it was going to come to. And again, the solution is to pursue truth and to love truth in all its forms and to proclaim truth, even if the media hates you for it and even if the government says you're a bad person for that. So
as the deplatforming attempts continue in earnest, how do we get around that? How can we become the media as citizens who love this country and love Jesus?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think there's a lot of different ways, a lot of different things people can do. One of the things I would say is get subscriptions to non-digital publications. So the New American, and I recommend these because they're awesome. I write for them because they're awesome, not because I don't recommend them because I write for them. It's the other way around. The New American Magazine is an excellent publication. You'll get a lot of truth in there twice a month. It'll come right to your doorstep, and Google can't censor it, and Facebook can't censor it, and Twitter can't censor it. Nobody can censor it, at least not yet, right? Who knows how long the U.S. Postal Service will continue delivering truth to people's mailboxes, but for now, the big tech giants in California can't censor it. The Epoch Times is a very, very good newspaper. You'll get a lot of truth in there about what's happening in Washington, D.C., about what's happening around the world. Get a copy of that. Also, subscribe to newsletters. And when you find a publication or a website that you like, that you think has important information, don't just say, hey, I'll just see it when it comes across my Facebook feed or my Twitter feed. Be intentional. Go put your email in there and get a subscription to the newsletter because that'll keep you informed. Check your junk mail folder. And then help get that information out to others. When you get a newsletter from a publication that you think is worthwhile, when you read an issue of the New American Magazine and say, hey, that was important, share it with your neighbor. Give it to your city councilman. Give it to your state representative. Give it to your congressman. Get them a gift subscription if that's what's necessary. And then if there is no good source of information in your local community, you can start your own newspaper. I've done it. It's not an easy thing to do, but we really do need to get away from the system and back toward independent alternative platforms. And the last thing I'll say on this, and you've already done this, I know, Matt, I've seen you on a lot of these alternative platforms, is get off of the big tech platforms if you can. And even if you don't get off of them completely, even if you need them for work or whatever, at least start spending more of your social media time on alternative platforms. There's Gab, and there's Parler, and there's CloudHub, and there's Minds, and there's MeWe, and there's Telegram. There's all these different platforms that are popping up. Mike Lindell has just released one. I forget what it's called, but he just released it in the last few days. Start checking those out. Instead of spending your time on YouTube, go to Rumble, go to Brighteon, go to YouTube, go to any of these other alternative platforms, and let's support organizations and networks and media outlets that do not promote lies, that do not stand for the evil, and let's tune out the ones that are trying to deceive us.
I think that's exactly right, and I'm really happy that Readout News up here has launched also Readout Report, just adding the New American and Liberty Sentinel and other aggregates on one page so people can go to one place and see all of the best publications and get the truth. I think we need to do this all over the country. People are writing about the stuff that we need to know about. It's getting access to it that is the issue, and I think that technology has allowed us a solution to that that's very, very easy and very workable. In the last 2 minutes that we have, if you could tell listeners where they can go to find out more information and to sign up and for different newsletters and emails that you put out, and also a quick message to the millennial generation as well.
Yeah, well, thank you, Matt, so much for having me on the program. And I am a millennial. It's very embarrassing to admit that these days for obvious reasons. But, millennials, you've got to realize you were deceived. You were duped. It took me a long time to realize that. Praise God, he got me out of the lies. He got me out of the craziness, and he can do it for you, too. Just earnestly seek him and pray and ask that he would reveal himself, and he will. Snap out of it is all I can say. Now, as far as where people can find this stuff, my personal website, I've got my blog and my company there is libertysentinel.org. We do send out a newsletter occasionally, not more than once every couple of weeks. You can sign up right there on the webpage, libertysentinel.org. I'm the senior editor at The New American. You can find us at thenewamerican.com, and you can subscribe for the magazine. I'm a contributor to the Epoch Times. That's at theepochtimes.com. And I'm the executive director of Public School Exit. So if you need help, if you're a pastor, if you're a parent, and you need help figuring out how to get out of the government indoctrination center, set up a Christian school, whatever it is you need, if we can help, we will. That's at publicschoolexit.com. And once again, thank you so much for having me, Matt. I really appreciate you and your show and all that you're doing. And if people didn't know, I will be up there in early May. I'll be giving some talks up in your region in Idaho and in Montana. So I hope I'll see some of the folks there.
Yeah, look forward to seeing you then. Keep up the fight, Alex. And just thank you so much. Blessings on you and your family and all your travels as well.
Thank you so much, Matt. God bless you.
All right. Alex Newman, senior editor of the New American Magazine, also contributor to Epoch Times, and he has his Liberty Sentinel Media page as well. You can go there, and Liberty Sentinel Media is a fantastic resource for just like what is happening behind the news. We talk about that at the beginning of the show, the news behind the news. They really go to the news behind the news. They go to the primary sources. They'll interview them. They're not afraid to do that. And we really have an opportunity, I think, to spread this even greater. And if you have not had the chance, go to readoutreport.com, readoutreport.com. And again, I'm sorry for all the background noise today. There was a lot going on in the background today. I apologize for that, everybody out there. But we do this from home, so you know, sometimes that happens. And I really want to just take a moment in prayer and just lift that up, this situation that we're dealing with in our country right now, lift that up to the Lord. And Father, we just thank you for putting us in this great country, Lord. Show us your heavenly intelligence and your heavenly strategies on how to deal with these things in our own lives and in our own families. Lord, we just ask for your grace and mercy. We plead your blood over this whole situation we're facing, Lord Jesus. Lord, and we walk with courage and boldness toward what you have called us to do for your kingdom and for your glory and for your honor and for your praise. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, again, Public School Exit, The New American, Epoch Times, Readout News, and readoutreport.com. Check those out. People have been asking me where to go. Now you know. Make it happen. This is Matt Shea. Thank you once again for joining me on Patriot Radio. May God bless all of you, and may he make this generation the greatest one. Keep up the fight.